I don't know if you know this, but about 60% of the members of the Michigan House are term limited out of office. Our next guest is also leaving. He is Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. Well, first of all, how are you feeling about the all-night marathon of the lame duck session?
I'll tell you, I'm glad to be done. It's been a long 4 weeks. We were able to get a lot done the last night. As you just mentioned, it was long, but ready to be done. I think I got about a 90-minute nap, and now we're ready to go through for the rest of the day.
I want to ask you, what do you think are the highlights of the lame duck session?
I look at probably first and foremost what we were able to do with the tunnel with Line 5. In my opinion, was a great compromise. I mean, as we all know, we've got to protect our Great Lakes. But I felt that we needed to do so in a way that was also going to ensure that tens of thousands of residents in the Upper Peninsula would still be able to heat their homes. So I was glad to get that done a couple weeks ago with this new tunnel that's going to be fully funded by Enbridge. Glad to see that we are going to not only protect our Great Lakes, but ensure that those tens of thousands of residents in the Upper Peninsula that depend on that line for heat for their homes are going to continue to be able to do so.
Well, what we really wanted to talk to you is basically kind of do an exit interview. When you first ran for representative, what were your top priorities 6 years ago?
Oh, goodness. So, you know, I came in about 2 years into the Snyder administration, and, you know, they were still in the process of, if you want to call it, reinventing Michigan. And, you know, my goal was to make certain that we pushed good, sound policy that was going to continue to improve the lives of the people of our state, improve the economy, create a better work and jobs environment. And I believe we've done that over the past 6 years.
I was going to say, how many of the things that were your top priorities, maybe your top three, that you were able to actually accomplish during your 6 years in the House?
Yeah, you know, it was very interesting. I mean, for instance, my first term, as you know, I was a prosecutor in Genesee County for 3 years. And one of my big things that I wanted to get accomplished was some criminal justice reform, or some reform that happens at the first step of the process of the criminal justice system. And it was called preliminary exam reform. And this was something that the state had worked for two or three decades to try to fix. It was our system was so messed up. It was costing taxpayers probably millions of dollars a year. The process was re-victimizing victims every week. I saw that as a prosecutor in Genesee County. And when I came in, that was my big thing. I wanted to fix that process. And it was funny, Lester, everybody said, good luck. It's simply not going to happen. We just can't get it done. We've spent a couple decades trying to do that. And I started to work on this, and I found out within a few weeks that the reason we were never able to get anything accomplished was because nobody ever put the District Court Judges Association and the Prosecuting Attorneys Association in the same room and had them actually talk about the issue. And they got in a room for a few days, talked about the issue. They emerged with a compromise. It was something much different than where I was headed, but we were able to get that done. And not only get it done, we got it done unanimously in the House of Representatives and with only one no vote in the Senate. And what I learned real quickly is that when you just sit down, when you talk about issues, when you treat people with dignity and respect, when you act with civility, you can really tackle big issues facing our state.
Now, you've got 6 years. I mean, you're term limited. I'm wondering what are some of the things you wish you could have done but just ran out of time?
You know, probably the biggest one that eluded me, and it's eluded so many people before me, but, you know, sadly, it's eluded the people of the state, has been auto insurance reform. We've got the highest auto insurance rates in the nation. And if right now, if I could wave a magic wand and lower everybody's auto insurance rates 20%, we'd still have the highest auto insurance rates in the nation. So as we look to this next, this 100th legislature, this is going to be a big deal for them to continue to try to tackle. And that's something I wish we'd have gotten done. I wish we'd have gotten it over the finish line. Unfortunately, we didn't. And hopefully they can get that accomplished in the next couple of years.
Several years ago, former Speaker Rick Johnson was talking with some of his reporters, and he said term limits were a problem, that he really should have known a lot more before becoming Speaker of the House. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts about term limits and the limited experience a legislator has before being in leadership?
Yeah, I mean, it does make it very, very difficult. And, you know, not just with becoming Speaker, but also having to work with new members. When I first came in, I believe we had 47 new members in the House of Representatives. So, for instance, I've mentioned this auto insurance issue. It's a very difficult, complex issue and something that usually, you know, it takes many members months to really grasp and understand. So when you've got a turnaround of 40 to 50 new members coming through every 2 years, it does make tackling these big issues very difficult. So, you know, many have asked what my thoughts are on term limits. I'm one that actually I do support term limits, but I do think that we could amend them. I think we could look at changing them. For instance, maybe we could look at giving, you know, right now you can serve 6 years in the House and 8 years in the Senate. Maybe we could look at just giving a legislator 12 or 14 years to serve however they want, and then you'd stop all this jockeying back and forth between the Senate and the House. You'd get members that could just stay in the House for more than 6 years and really understand these issues, really grasp them, and you know, get some things done.
I understand your position on term limits. I'm reminded, though, of a guy who used to tell me, you know, if you can't learn a job in 2 years, you don't belong in that job. And I'm thinking, it's a $56 billion corporation you're trying to run by committee.
Well, and it's not just understanding the job. I mean, anybody will tell you when you come in, the only way you are going to be successful, you know, you can't be a jack of all trades. You've got to find a couple issues and you've got to master those issues. But to grab a couple issues like auto insurance reform or energy or health policy, sometimes it's very difficult to become the go-to person and master those issues in just 18 months or 2 years. So, you know, it's not a matter of learning the job. It's not a matter of, you know, learning where the office is or how to reach out to constituents, but finding some of these big issues, mastering them, but probably most importantly, building those relationships and building trust. That's the big thing where I think term limits have really caused a problem, is that you just simply don't have enough time in the House to build that level of trust with individuals to tackle some of these big issues that need to be tackled.
You not only worked as Speaker this year, but you had a tough primary opponent, a general election opponent, in your run for Attorney General. With that option now taken off the table, what's next for you?
Well, it's interesting. This was asked last night by the media, and I was very clear. You know, I have personally felt while there's outstanding legislation and things have been pending, I felt it would be inappropriate for me to sit down and have serious discussions with anybody about a job. And I was very clear that we were going to wait until we adjourn, which we've done that now. So I tell you, what I'm most looking forward to right now is being a much better dad and being a much better a husband. As you mentioned, I've not only been Speaker, but I've been in a statewide race for Attorney General. I've been on the road a lot. And my poor wife, my daughter, they sacrificed a lot having me gone. So I am really looking forward to spending time with them over the holidays. And then shortly after Christmas or the new year, I'll start to have those conversations. And, you know, I look forward to doing something that I'm passionate about, that, you know, I just get up every day enjoying.
Well, ideally, what is that? What are you passionate about?
You know, I love this political process. I love strategy. I love tackling big policy issues. So if there's a way for me to stay involved, and it doesn't necessarily have to be politically, it doesn't have to be with public service, which, you know, certainly I would enjoy, you know, continuing to do that. I just want to be somebody that's there to tackle big issues facing the citizens of the state of Michigan. I love this state. I have no interest in going anywhere else. I want to be here for the rest of my life. And certainly I'd love to find something that I'm passionate about where I could go out and continue to tackle big issues for the citizens of the state of Michigan.
Well, best of luck in the future.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And certainly if you ever have any other questions or need anything, reach out anytime. I'd love to come back on the show.
Tom Leonard is the Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. Thanks very much.
Thank you.